This is Earth and Sky. It's known that some wild animals can't or won't cross roads, or don't reproduce if they cross.
And if wild populations remain cut off long enough, inbreeding can threaten these creatures' survival. In the mountains of Southern California, outside of Los Angeles, wildlife ecologists recently studied the effects of roads on two resilient and common predators in the U.S., bobcats and coyotes.
50 bobcats and 80 coyotes were tracked using radio collars. Once scientists knew when the animals crossed a road from their original habitat, they performed genetic tests to see if the animals were contributing to the gene pool on the other side. Some bobcats and coyotes are getting across.
But not enough of them seem to be breeding, so genetic differences are indeed occurring within a single species on two sides of a road. Scientists think the best solution to this problem would be to have natural habitat right up to the side of the road on both sides, and to have a crossing point, either a tunnel or an overpass, specifically for wildlife.
This solution has been successful in Canada and parts of Europe. And there's now increasing interest in the United States in making sure that the roads that carry people from place to place don't continue to be barriers for wildlife. And that's our show. Thanks today to the U.S. Forest Service and to the National Fish and Wildlife Foundation. We're Block N Bird for Earth and Sky.